Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
You get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips.
Like it's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
And tell him that his lonesome
life's the Sandman. Over
Sandman. Will the latest rally hold up, or will it just fall apart as we get closer to the election? That's right, I'm talking about your 401k, and this quite literally might be the perfect time to hit the reset button. Good morning, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host. So great to be with you on this beautiful morning. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. You heard the jingle people around here. Yep, they call me the Sandman, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled tax, legal, and or financial questions each week. And that's because I've run a tax, legal, and financial planning firm for over 30 years. So will you be living off of your 401k in retirement? Well, if you're like most people, then you probably have the following questions floating around. Like, do you know how much in fees you're paying for that 401k? I'll give you a hint. It's not zero. What's your best investment option in the account right now when it comes to all of this market volatility that we may be looking at here in the future? Or how about this one? Do you feel any stress when you choose a 401k investment or you move things around? Well, if you're not 100% confident in your ability to choose when and how you're going to start taking money out of that 401k once you retire, well, then you're going to love our show today as I'll educate you on how to reboot your 401k right now while it's quite possibly sitting at an all-time high. Now, let's get started. Well, the labor market is starting to slow down, and this affected the stock market for a second week in a row. The U.S. stock market, big indexes like the Dow was off 0.9%. The S&P 500 was off 0.3%. The NASDAQ down 1.2%. It's a tale of two cities. As we look at Europe, the international index was up 1.8%. The 10-year Treasury down 0.1%. Oil off 2.7% for the week. Year-to-date still up 8.6%, the leader on what I'm looking at right now. And bonds were up in price 0.8%, down in yield 0.5%. So the jobs data that came out this past week told basically two stories, but the overall message is pretty clear. The U.S. labor market is starting to slow down, and that is good news for inflation fears. So let's take a look at the February employment number. It came out Friday. There was an increase, you probably heard, of February jobs, new jobs of 275,000, which is a pretty strong number. The estimate was for 200,000. Well, then we look at the revision from January. That's where they go back and say, you know, that number we said last month that was so big, well, we weren't right. So this 275 number, maybe I don't pay a lot of credence to it. It was reduced by 124,000. That's pretty big. And the jobless number this past month, which again is people who are unemployed, was the highest level it's been in 25 months at 3.9%. So that shows that things are slowing down. And also hourly wages, this is how much people are getting paid per hour. That number dropped to 4.3% year over year as it was at 4.5. So that's down as well, which shows that wages are cooling and unemployment's increasing. Those are both signs that inflation's starting to pull back. Now, we also look at some other things this week that came out. As you know, I like to look at the ISM manufacturing and ISM services employment indexes, and both of those fell below 50, which is a contraction in February. For the manufacturing sector, the ISM employment index contracted for the fifth month in a row. You know, we've been looking at that pretty closely, to close at 45.9. 10 industries reporting a decrease in employment and four showing some growth in February. However, in the service sector, this is not manufacturing. This would be services like you know, restaurants, lawyers, doctors, services, the employment index contracted to 48. Now, this was the second time in the last 3 months we've seen this. And that's, again, a good thing to show inflation is cooling off. And remember, you're looking for 50. Anything above 50 means we're expanding. Anything below 50 means we're contracting. And so both of these show contraction. Nine industries in the service sector reported decreases in hiring. So while these aren't any momentous moves, they are moving in the right direction, closer to the Fed's target overall on inflation of a little over 2%, they said. And that means that the Fed could very well lower rates later this year. Now, typically, I don't pay attention much to the international index, but you heard me at the top. I was talking about how the EFI index was up 1.8% for the week, year-to-date up 4.9%. The ECB, which is the European Community Bank, and the Bank of England, those are both two different financial indicators that are in the European zone, very much like the Fed. And they said this past week, no change to rates. Now, normally I don't really cover that decision, but the clear takeaway from the meeting was that the ECB, the BOE, is now expecting to cut rates later on this summer. So that lines up nicely with what's looking for the Fed right now. And so when I look at the ECB decision, was that the staff reduced their projections on inflation in 24 to 2.3%. Now, it was at 2.7 before, so they're reducing their overall inflation expectation down to 2.3, which is a good message overall that, again, inflation globally is starting to cool off. And that just means that when you're looking at the market, we have to think about how that'll affect stock prices. Again, not just U.S., but globally. So from a market perspective, I think what we're seeing is bonds right now. The prices in bonds are getting higher as rates are starting to come down. Again, just a little bit, nothing huge yet, but that's the direction you want to see, particularly if you're a bond investor. And I've been talking about this for well over 6 months now. The curve is showing reduction when you look 9 months out. And broadly, the S&P 500 remains at near or all-time highs. As you know, it just closed at 5124 and is now up nearly 25% since late October without seeing a 5% or greater pullback. Inflation continues to cool, as I've been laying out here this morning. The Fed will likely start to cut interest rates later this year, as will the ECB, as will the BOE. So you got sort of this global rate reduction going on. And we have a labor market, which is relatively healthy overall. Even though it's slowing down, it's still pretty healthy. As long as people are employed and have something to do, things usually move along at a pretty good pace. Looking at some of the metals, the copper, this is important, copper rallied this past week up 1.2%. This was a broad risk on money flow. And what that means is specifically is that a soft landing could be underway, and that the concern again about this deep recession not there, especially when copper makes a run at the 2024 high price of $3.95. Now, it failed to get above that and break out, but still, that's a pretty healthy overall projection on, you know, materials used in marketing. Gold continues to go up 0.3% to a new record high, closed at an all-time high this week for 2024. Gold benefited from a sharp drop in the dollar on the, again, cooling of interest rates and the 10-year treasury falling again. And so we could see a retracement back to the previous all-time high at 2090. But the path of least resistance, at least at this point, remains higher right now. So overall, as we look at markets, here's what I recommend. I think that investors should view any market volatility that's coming up here as an opportunity to diversify and spread into other indexes or sectors like value that you may not be exposed to at this point, and consider extending your duration on your bonds with a particular focus on investment grade bonds. Technically, for the S&P 500, what are the targets right now? Let's set those right now on the upside. Again, we are closed up Friday at 5124. Next stop would be 5150. Closing above that with volume would be a good sign that we're moving higher to a 5183 as the next stopping point. On the downside, again, if something were to happen, here's the numbers there. Support is at 5088. And next up is 5030. So again, solidly above the 5,000 mark. How do you figure out what your 401k is costing you each and every month for as long as you hold it? Well, find out when I come back how to figure out what you're paying for that. You've been listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. I'm the Sandman. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander. That's me. And if you have a 401k and plan on using that in retirement, then today's show is just for you, as we're talking about hitting the reset button on your 401k as the S&P 500 continues to sit at these lofty numbers. What should you do? So that this morning. All right, now let's talk about your 401k. What's one of the easiest ways to save more money and have more in your account when you retire? Well, it's pretty simple. Just pay less in fees. According to Forbes, the average fee in a 401k is, get this, 3%. What should it be? Well, probably closer to 1% if you can make it happen. So how do you know what you're paying in fees on your 401k? Well, that's not so easy. So you may want to write this down. What I would encourage you to do is get a hold of your 401k quarterly statement. That usually comes in the mail, or maybe you get it emailed to you. Or you can also go online to your employee benefits department, and you can look in there under the 401k. Now, under your fund choices, these are the ones that you can invest in, you're going to see a list of a bunch of different funds that you're going to be able to put money in. It usually is a percentage of some sort of your overall account. Now, I'm going to pick on a local employer who has a 401k. It's Oracle, and they have, at the moment, 44 fund choices in their plan. And one of the funds in their plan is something called the Fidelity Contra Fund. And if you're looking at that, the symbol, this is what it trades for. Its symbol is FCNTX. Fred, Charlie, Nancy, Texas, X-Ray. That's the trading symbol for the Fidelity Contra Fund. Now, if you go to Morningstar.com and type in FCNTX, you're going to see different sorts of information, particularly around fees for that particular fund. And what I'd like to do right now is I use a different tool. Mine's called Personal Fund. And this gets into much more detail on the cost of a fund. And so let me give you an example. Under personal fund, Fidelity Contra, FCNTX, I'm looking at as of January 31st, this was the information that was released for 2024. The cost of ownership for 2023 of the Fidelity Contra fund was, get this, 1.93%. Yeah, you heard me, 1.93%. That's just the cost of the fund, not the administration of the plan, which I'll get to in a minute. Well, where all those fees come from? Well, let's get into that. The amount paid for the fund administration, again, is published at personalfund.com, is 50 basis points, 501 to be exact. The amount paid in advisory fees and management fees, they call 0.149. So your total fund management fees is 0.65. So where are the rest of the fees? Well, there's a pro rata share of transaction costs. What does that mean? Well, if the portfolio turns during the year, meaning they buy and sell things, you could have transaction costs that are part of that trade, which you don't see. This just goes on behind the scenes that the fund pays to execute trades. And the personal fund's estimating those for this fund to be at 10 basis points. And then if you held this fund, say, in a brokerage account, there could be taxes that you would have to pay on this particular fund, given, again, the makeup of the fund. And they're estimating those at 1.18%. So your one-year total cost of ownership, as compared to other funds, similar types of funds, was 1.93. Now, there's others out here that again, this report that I'm happy to share is showing is more like 0.37 to 0.38%. So that's quite a big difference in terms of just cost of ownership. Now, the long-term return on this was pretty good. They were showing around a 10% annualized rate of return. But if you project the actual value after all the deduction of costs, you're looking at, get this, almost 40% in costs over that time frame to maturity. So this is where things can really add up, and it can really cost you over time if you're spending more on advisory fees and other types of fees that just add to your total cost of ownership. And so it's really a good idea to get into this. Now, if you want to know more about your particular fund and what it's costing, I'll be there in a second, but just hold on with me. So those are just the fund fees. Now, what about the administration of the 401k plan? This is, you know, the turn the lights on and send you statements, and now they're electronics, but they still have to produce the reports, all those sort of, you know, make people go to work, all that kind of stuff. It depends on where you work. In many cases, you're paying some of the cost, and in some cases, your employer is sharing some of the cost, but there always is a cost. It's never free. And a great place to start to try and find out what your company's plan is costing you is to go to this website. It's called brightscope.com. Again, brightscope.com. And once you're there, what you want to do is look for your company and get a copy of this. You want to write this down, your 404A5 fee disclosure. Again, it's a 404A5 participant fee disclosure statement. What this does is this will let you know what are the costs of running your plan, and this report is available for you. Now, you can call on your statement. If you're looking at your statement, there usually is an 800 number. And again, you can call that number and you can request your 404A5 report, or you certainly might be able to find that through the website when you log in and you go to your particular plan. There may be a link to get that. You also could call your benefits coordinator. You also could call us, because we know how to get it as well. So why should you care? Well, consider this. If you are paying, say, 3% in fees, for every 1% that you pay in fees, you lose, get this, 10 years of retirement income. What do I mean? Well, let's say you're 35 years old. Let's say you've worked hard to save $100,000 in your 401k. It's invested in the market, and you're making an average 8% rate of return over the next 30 years. At age 65, if you invested in the exact same stocks and paid 3% in fees and didn't know about it, you'd have $432,000. Not bad. But if you paid 1% in fees, you'd have, get this, $762,000. That's right, over 55% more money by just making this one simple adjustment. That's a lot of money, and that should give you that much more to live off of in retirement. Think about that. Obviously, this may be too complicated, too technical for you to dig in and figure out. Even for some folks who are in the business, they don't even know how to do this. So let me ask you a question. Has your financial advisor or the person who's connected to this plan that is getting paid, who you may never have spoken to, have they helped you figure this out? Well, you need to make sure you talk to a qualified, knowledgeable financial advisor who can show you how to figure this out. At our firm, we use the software, like this personal fund report that I'm talking about. More than happy, again, to share this with you. And we work with many 401k plans, maybe even yours with your own company, where we can act as a coach. You can still stick with your plan. You can still invest in the funds that are there, maybe even some others that might be better value still by contributing through your traditional way through your paycheck. and get some coaching, get some help. So if you just like to find out what you're paying, get the free report right now that I was talking about earlier from the personal fund. And how you do that is you call this number right now. Pick up the phone, call this number, 866-PROTECT. The number to call, 866-776-8328. They're going to ask you some questions, and then you will end up getting this personal fund report, which will break down the cost of what you're paying for those funds. Talk to somebody knowledgeable right now. We're working today. Right now, you're hearing me live. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. Get your own personal report. Find out what you're paying. Find out what you can do about it to hopefully save a lot more money. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, do you work for Chevron, Enphase, Apple, Oracle, or Visa? Well, if you do, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say you can't get outside independent help from a fiduciary on your 401k. Find out why they're just wrong. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets show. We'll be right back.
Take the first step toward reaching your financial goals and get the information that can help you live a confident retirement. That first step is going to pyaevents.com and signing up for our next free event. That's pyaevents.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled tax, legal, or financial questions each week. Now, it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show. This is our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, the Sandman's answer.
All right, so here's one they say, and I hear this probably just about once a week. They say that if you work for AT&T, Chevron, HP, Lockheed, Oracle, Lam Research, Enphase, Apple, or Visa, that you can't get investment advice on your 401k. Is that really true? No, it's not. Before I just go there, let me talk about what's going on here. There is something called a self-directed brokerage opportunity. Now, you may want to write this down because this is where things get a little bit more complex. I just want to make sure you don't miss any of this. It's called, again, the self-directed brokerage account. It's also known in the industry. Again, these are all industry terms, so I'm giving you the cheat sheet right now. The SDBA. Did you get that? The SDBA. This is short for a brokerage account that's linked to your 401k, where you're able to buy other things that don't show up on the choices. So when you usually go in, you see 30, 40 different fund choices. Well, you may be eligible for thousands of choices. All right, that's just to start out. I met with a few people who had a lot of cash sitting around because they were just concerned about the overall market. So there's more studies out there. In fact, we have this piece I'm more than happy to share with you. This is entitled, so if you want this, it's called Advice Matters. It has our branding on it. But what it gets into is why you should think about getting advice. First of all, you get what's called behavioral coaching. And the basics of behavioral finance are quite interesting, actually. This was a study that was done again, and according to Vanguard Advisor Alpha Behavioral, coaching alone can add, get this, 1.5% to your net return. Write that down, 1.5% just from behavioral coaching alone. And this handout, again, goes into page two, goes into all the different types of things maybe you never even thought of that might be affecting your behavior right now, that, again, if we can isolate that and help you do better, can potentially, according to Vanguard, get you 1.5% more in annualized rates of return. The next part of this puzzle is called active allocation. Now, you may or may not follow the market every single day. You may or may not have time to move things around as economic factors change. As you heard at the start of the show, this is what I do. I enjoy this. I love to study the market every day. I love to move things around. And so we believe in active allocation, where we do move things around. And according, again, to this survey, this was a thoughtfully developed asset allocation that is diversified and consistent, can add, get this, here, add this up to your score, 0.52% more in value annually, according to this paper that I'm ready to share with you. Third, active rebalancing. Now, what does that mean? Well, that's where you rebalance your portfolio on an active basis to stay in line with your risk and your retirement goal. According to active rebalancing, you can add 0.35% annually to your total return. And Russell and InvestNet, two different firms out there, looked at the same study. They found up to 0.30% and 0.44% respectively by active rebalancing. And then the big one, which I talk a lot about on this show, if you listen to the show regularly, you know what I'm talking about, tax management. When it comes to investing, it's not what you make that counts, it's what you keep. And so if we can help you save on taxes, get this, that can add another 1% to your total return. And so again, according to this report, when you look at all of this, getting an advisor can help make you up to 3% more. This came from InvestNet, Morningstar, and Vanguard. So please get a copy of this report where it breaks all this down for you. So imagine the confidence that you would have if you were working with someone who knew your plan inside out, could move things around for you as you're working. So we're taking care of that while you're working, hoping, and not only hoping, but helping you develop a written financial retirement plan as part of the package. So you get that included typically when you work with us. And this will integrate your 401k into your retirement, including Social Security. You want to learn how to maximize Social Security? Well, our financial planning tool does that. It works in connection with your 401k, with any other benefits you may have, like rents from real estate. So how do you do this? Well, first and foremost, pick up the phone and call and get a copy of this report. It's called The Value of an Advisor, Why Advice Matters. And in this, you're going to discover how to unlock other investments that maybe you weren't aware of that existed in your 401k. How do you minimize your 401k fees and expenses right now? Don't wait. How do you get every nickel out of what you're saving right now to make sure you have more? And how do you position and protect right now when markets are at all-time highs? What should you be doing right now with your S&P 500, your growth money? What should you do right now? Where should you move it? Things are coming. Things are changing. You know it. I know it. So how do you position yourself right now to protect your savings so it lasts your entire life, no matter what the market or interest rates decide to do? This report, it's loaded with practical information that is designed for you. So get a copy of it right now. If you're at or near 5 years of retiring, pick this up. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. Again, this report's got your name on it, 866-PROTECT. Call and talk to Phil. Say hi to Phil for me. Call Phil right now, 866-PROTECT, and get your report. Coming up next, your 401k could be a tax trap. How can you turn your 401k into tax-free income for the rest of your life? Find out when I come back. It's all coming up next. Keep it right here.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com, where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal, tax, and financial questions each week. So today we are talking about hitting the reset button on your 401k Because if you think about it, your account balance right now is probably pretty high. You're probably pretty comfortable. We had a nice rally here since October. Everything's pretty much up. So what can you do to keep more of what's yours, as volatility will certainly be upon us at some point in the future, and you may be retiring? So how do you keep that balance there so you can continue to get that income that you're counting on? Great question, and I have answers for you. But think about this. Risk is a tool. When you don't need it, you should be reducing it or getting rid of it altogether, because risk can cost you so much if you think about it. Think back to March of 2020. Your 401k balance, you may want to even pull up the statement from back then if you were working to see what your account looked like. Your 401k was probably a 2 or a 301k because of the correction that happened, as you remember that month, because of the pandemic. And according to MIT Professor Merton, the question, if you're getting at or near retirement right now, that you need to be asking yourself is, how much in income do you need in retirement, and what can you do right now to make sure that that happens? If you think about it, it's about reducing risk and increasing the certainty of income. And there's a couple ways to do that. And you can do it with your 401k. You just need to have to get some help to figure it out, because this is not, I'm sure, what you do every day. And if it is, good for you. But if it doesn't and you're not sure or you don't know where to start, for 2024, if you are under the age of 50, right now, you can put away $23,000 into your 401k in 2024. If you're over 50, you can add $7,500 to that. But what if I told you you could contribute $57,000, or again, if you're over 50, $63,500 to that same account? You may say, what did he say? That much money? I can put away $63,500 if I'm over 50? How? Well, you need to find out if your employer allows what's called the backdoor Roth conversion. And you need to find out if that makes sense. Don't just do it because you can think you can put away more money. Find out if it actually really makes sense for you. Well, how do you know that? We have a tool which can simulate what your situation would look like in the future by looking at all your sources of income. Maybe you have rents from real estate. You're probably going to be collecting Social Security. So you certainly have a 401k if you've been there for a while. You have stock options. All these things need to be looked at and balanced and simulated to figure out what's the best way to take money out of these to keep more that's yours. Does that make sense? Now, if you're not sure you have a backdoor Roth conversion option, then pick up the phone Monday and call your benefits coordinator and ask if you have the ability to make after-tax contributions to your 401k. Also ask if it allows what's called an in-service distribution, known as a plan conversion to a Roth from your 401k. Those are the buzzwords that you want to ask. So again, after-tax contributions to the 401k or in-service distribution, aka plan conversion to Roth from your 401k. Those are the buzzwords you want to use when you talk to them. How do you do this? How do you manage all it? Well, it's pretty easy. First of all, you need to breathe in through your nose, exhale through your mouth, and picture in your mind a day when you don't have to worry about money, taxes, or how you're going to do retirement anymore financially. Picture a day when you're standing on a deck in Hawaii looking at the Pacific. Isn't it beautiful? And trying to decide if you should go snorkeling today or fishing. Picture a day when you can relax, travel, and do all those things you've always wanted to do. You heard me talk about this throughout the show. We have a report right now we want to share with you, which will show you what you're paying to keep your 401k. It'll show you how to reduce costs within your 401k, and you can get advice specific for you that'll help you make so many more better decisions that you're probably not getting right now. And this can all be given to you right now if you just pick up the phone. 866-PROTECT. Call us right now to get your customized report for you. 866-776-8328. Talk to my team, 866-PROTECT. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for a great show today. My executive producer, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers back there answering the phone, Phil, Adrian, Lucas. Thanks, guys, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. You have been listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman. That's me. Have a great weekend and go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.